Teaching and learning techniques. Here we address selected teaching and learning techniques, including just-in-time and service training and continuing professional development. Just-in-time training. Development and delivery of just-in-time educational programs may be necessary due to new or emerging strains of organisms, new policies or procedures, or new equipment. This type of training tends to be conducted out on the floor or unit. Also, education on infectious agents may be relegated to just-in-time training rather than as part of an ongoing program of continuing infectious disease education. The curriculum should include components that cover disease recognition, notification procedures, donning and doffing of PPE, transport considerations, cleaning and disinfection, and post-exposure follow-up. Various types of easily transported video recordings or streaming videos can be helpful for on-site, just-in-time learning situations. Subject matter experts need to have reviewed them and to have found that they are on the right subject, reflect the IPC practices of the facility, and are not out of date. Short video clips are helpful to demonstrate a point or to encourage group discussion. In-service training. In-service training is formal or informal work-related systematic training commonly delivered on-site in a group training session offered by the employer, though viral sessions or self-directed learning modules may also be used to provide continuing professional development related to HCP knowledge, skills, and behaviors. This can include educating HCP on aspects of their actual work, improving efficiency and effectiveness, ensuring awareness of the goals and benefits of current projects or programs, and providing updates or new guidance on technologies or therapeutic agents. HCP have annual in-service training requirements for various competencies. Positive deviance. Positive deviance is based on the observation that in every community there are certain individuals or groups whose uncommon behaviors and strategies enable them to find better solutions to problems than their peers, despite having access to the same resources and facing similar or worse challenges. In healthcare, positive deviance bridges the gap between what HCP know and what they do. They know IPC protocols, but they may not follow them consistently. Positive deviance processes enable frontline staff to identify practices that already work and to discover for themselves the best ways to foster adherence at all times by all persons who interact with patients. Continuing professional development. HCP must regularly invest in their own professional development. HCP, including the IP, should take the initiative to seek new knowledge, acquire certifications and new areas of licensure, or enroll in continuing education courses. Continuing education is defined as opportunities to acquire general or focused knowledge through lectures, discussion, or interactive methods. For example, HCP who are responsible for providing training to other HCP can use train-the-trainer programs. In such programs, leader guides are used to train those persons responsible for implementing a program. Certification and licensure differ. A certification is a standardized measure enabling a person to demonstrate a predetermined competency level deemed necessary for persons practicing IPC, while licensure is recognition by a governmental agency, for example, a state or provincial nursing or medical board, that an individual has met the minimum requirements to practice in the jurisdiction. Certification is overseen by non-governmental certifying bodies, such as CBIC, while licensure is governmental recognition. Certification signifies that expertise has been attained in a specific field and that the certified individual has mastered the skills and knowledge required to practice competently in that field. Certification also goes beyond continuing education in that continuing education does not necessarily require a pre- or post-education assessment, but certification does. That said, continuing education that has been approved by a certifying body is typically required for recertification.